Hello, I'm Oliver Morris. I got that bit right. I am the writer, producer, and the voice of Feels in Kane and Feels Paranormal Investigators, a horror noir audio fiction podcast. What is horror noir, you may ask? That is a good question. That's why we have a 15-minute clip after this. In a city that never sleeps, the veil between waking and dreaming can fray at the edges. Enter Lucifer Kane, an academic whose knowledge of the other side is unparalleled, and Brutus Feels, an empathic ex-cop with fists of iron. If you've strayed where you shouldn't, heard what you oughtn't, or looked where you mustn't, you may require the services of Kane and Feels, paranormal investigators. The episode that we've got an extract from today is the first episode of the season, The Frozen Child. Joy Atkinson thought she and her husband could never be happier, but when a baby comes and George starts having bad dreams, she needs the services of Kane and Feels, paranormal investigators. We jump in about the middle, where tensions are starting to rise and bubble, and we go straight into the action as Kane finds the child. Anyway, we hope you enjoy it. Vote for us. Thank you. Bye.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
I entered the child's bedroom, and it was mercifully sparse. I would have taken pause at toys or family photos or, help me, drawings on the wall. But there was the same white plaster and carpet, a dresser, a plain wooden chair, and the crib.
Mr. Kane? I think Georgie might suspect that you're not who you say you are.
Oh, really? Oh, damn.
I can feel a draft flowing from under the door. Cold, churned air bit at me, and I pulled my blazer a little tighter around my chest. My eyes darted to the window. It was shut and showed the dark trees looming over the park. Even now, I still attempt to think of the reasons. It's like a coping mechanism. Maybe the radiator is broken? Or this room has good ventilation? Maybe the water tank is beneath it and it chills the room?
It's always cold in this room. I've tried to get the plumber to look in, but...
This is nonsense, however. I've heard Atkinson. He knows. I can feel it. This isn't right for us. And now I want to leave. So, with my experience, I do the professional hard work of ignoring my own gut feeling, and I approach the crib.
Please, don't wake him. I've only just gotten to sleep.
It looks like joy. It also looks like a blank space. A nothing. A hole. The child is beautiful, but I don't know if I could remember it. I hold out the thumb bone beads and the medallion. The medallion holds steady in the air, and I catch my breath. I dare to hope. Now it gets dicey. I pull out a sealed tube from the breast pocket of my shirt.
What's in that?
It contains the blood and black bile of one of my predecessors. Predecessor's predecessor? According to his diary, he was stabbed in the stomach by a man in the mask screaming of being born of Simon Magnus. He used the time to collect his own ferocity in a bottle, spiced with the shards of other bones and silvers, of collections of the potent and the pertinent. In the past, I've used it as an early warning device, a beacon, a finding rod, and now to confirm my suspicions.
Well, you're not going to feed that to him, are you?
Oh, no.
Shaking the tube between my thumb and forefinger, I hold it to the medallion. It glances against the bone beads and shoots a shock down my wrists. The child's brow furrows, and the walls around me seem to frost over. The window pane shakes in its frame, and damn, it got even colder. The hairs on my forearms twitch and bristle. I still have hope, though. I still have hope. The metal spins in place, and then spirals. Clockwise, I am confirmed.
You say you met my wife at a store.
Yes, sir.
And which store was it?
The grocery store.
Joy told me it was Oxfam.
There's one thing you should do when encountering a suspicious lover. It's to make your goddamn stories corroborate. I had taken in the house. Joy looked like the sort who would buy food. Heck, almost everyone eats. Either way, I was caught in a lie. I floundered, stoking the fires of George's distrust.
I mean, she met Kane at Oxfam, and then they went to the grocer together.
She followed this man, your friend, like she has now, with whom she had the briefest of conversations in the grocery store, and then invited him and his friend to our home.
Yes.
Like we are all old friends, Perhaps. Oh, God. Perhaps you are.
Mr. Atkinson.
Oh, I see. I see it all now. Yes. There's something off about that one. I knew it the moment
he had turned in on himself.
They are old friends.
Like two dogs with one bone to share. I felt content enough to let him stew as long as the heat wasn't on me, but Mr. Atkinson was in the sort of tailspin that only happens to the sort of man with a few too many drinks in him and a few too many ideas.
Joy! She has made a cuckold of me! I wear his horns forever now. I should have known all along! I know what it is now. I know what's wrong with that child.
Sir, I doubt you do. What I'm about to tell you is the truth. But in my business, the truth is usually less settling than the lie. If you want to keep living the fantasy that Joy has been anything other than faithful, then go right ahead. But you will be the craziest man in here. And that's saying something, because I've seen things that means I'm in the lead right now. Unless my partner comes back in the room.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, George, you ask a good question. Kane and I, we're Jungian investigators.
You're private investigators.
Well, George, not quite. If you'd let me finish.
Give me one reason I shouldn't kick you out right now.
Because you've been having bad dreams, Mr. Atkinson. See, me and Kane, we're not your average dicks. We're not hired to find out who's sleeping with who. We're far more interested about the things that lurk in your mirror, just out of sight. The ones that you aren't sure are there until you look again. Bad dreams, that's one of them. You're closer to the spooks and ghouls when you dream than any other time, and yours have been telling you things, Mr. Atkinson. Joy says you talk in your sleep about the kid, about a lot of things, and me and Kane, we're going to try and stop that. You understand? We're the good guys.
I looked into his eyes, looking for something. Elation, fear, recognition, anything that meant I got through.
You're a private eye. For ghosts.
And ghouls, and monsters, and fae, and old gods, yes.
And you were brought here by my wife.
Yes.
Because I'm having bad dreams.
We're on the same page, Mr. Atkinson.
I've just got one question.
Please.
Why do you shop at Oxfam? When you clearly have enough money from scamming weak-minded people into hiring your services!
I slumped back in my chair. The battle was lost.
There's some good ties there.
Don't talk to me like that, you charlatan! I want you out of my house, and you can take that blasted child too. He clearly isn't mine.
I couldn't put it better myself, Mr. Atkinson.
You!
Mr. Atkinson, look at this. Your wife and I found it in your child's hand. Please, look closely. Look closely, and you are gone. Please, Joy, Brutus, just be silent for a moment. This won't take long.
Please. Where am I?
Mr. Atkinson, you can hear me. You are ascending up a steep spiral staircase. I am here waiting at the top. Please collect your thoughts as you walk up these stairs, come to the top of the stairs.
Where do these stairs go?
To me, George, to me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When you get to the top of the stairs, you're going to tell me about your child. I want you
I love him.
Of course you do, George. He's your first son.
No, he's not.
What are you going to tell me when you reach me, George?
That he's not my son. He is made of me. But he was born cold.
I have seen the child's heat, but I'm sorry, I won't understand that. When you get to the top of the stairs, how will you phrase it?
My only son is not mine.
Whose is he, George? Did someone sleep with your wife?
No. I made...
Please, there is no need for that. Who is the father, then?
The father, mother.
The all and the understood.
That have been and that we call Jotun.
Jotun. Like the Norse.
My father, of his father, the other fathers. They have and they will and they were. Where does the staircase go?
To me, George, it goes to me. There's a window in the next landing about 10 steps away. I want you to look out it. The father of your child is there. Tell me what you see.
How do I see him? How can I see him?
George, the dark window. You see him, don't you?
Father told me of the birth of Emir, but said we had the location wrong. Look into the stars. Cross their bifrost and evade their eyes. Live their eyes. The Father is one and both. A Jotun and a birther of dreams. Forward towards our moon.
Perhaps the French demiologists were connected to the Prozeca.
Time's upon Alex.
Wait. George? It's night. I want you to look up at the moon.
I need to get up the stairs.
Please, get back to the landing and tell me what you see on the moon.
I want to go up to the next landing. My father is there, staring at the moon.
George!
Yes, George, the moon. Your father isn't there. Look at the moon.
He's there. He's there and his eyes. In his eyes. Eyes. He wants you to go home, Mr. Kane.
Stop. Ignore him. Look at the window, George. Look out of the window.
By frost memories of the failings of Azeroth and you spinning in the circles for memory for what comes. By frost memories of the failings of Azeroth and you spinning within the circles for memory for what comes. Bifrost Mammon is the failings of Azeroth and Eve, spinning within the circles born anew for what comes. Wolves are falling, Shaman, falling around him and to you. You know that.
Mr. Atkinson, you are back with us.
Damn you, Kane. I saw it all. How do you live with that in your head?
Nothing foolish, please, Mr. Atkinson. Just please sit, and the remnants of this experience will disappear in a second.
That was no dream, Kane. That was the truth of it. Wasn't it?
In a manner.
Joy, please stop sobbing. I'm sorry. We have nothing in the face of it.
Oh, Georgie. I love you. You know that.
Joy, this demon you brought with you has ruined me. But now I've been to hell and back. And I'm happier, at peace. Because you are my wife. I love you and our son is beautiful.
Oh, Georgie.
My wife and I are going to console our son.
Please, I wouldn't recommend while you leave the hypnosis state. Sit with me and I...
My wife and I are going to console our son. I'd prepare, Cain. My child's father is coming.